Well, some Native Americans in the Midwest are in a fight for the survival of their native language, a language called Anishinaabemowin. It was spoken by a family of tribes in the Great Lakes region for millennia, but is now endangered. Emily Fox of Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports on the effort to prevent the language from going extinct.
Welcome to the Saswan's Language Immersion School. This early childhood program is run by the Saginaw Chippewa tribe in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Ani Isabel Zomik Dishnikas, Ndomnising Donjaba.
Isabel Oswamik is with the language department. She says the teachers at the Saswan's Immersion School only speak in Anishinaabemowin. The language is used in class lessons and in every daily activity.
Eating, getting ready, playing, writing, coloring, singing, doing all these in the language. The natural approach to learning.
And she says with immersion, the kids start to understand Anishinaabemowin quickly.
I've seen them listen, and in a matter of 2 months, they comprehend 100%.
Many tribes in Michigan no longer have Anishinaabemowin speakers. And if they do, it's only one or two elders that are still fluent. The Saginaw Chippewa tribe has only one fluent member. But the Saswan school found 6 Anishinaabemowin speakers from Canada to teach the classes.
Okay.
The teachers were recruited from a reservation on an island off of Lake Huron.
So this is the whole reserve, First Nations settlement.
Isabel Oswamik grew up there. She says because her community was so isolated on the island, the language was able to be preserved.
I learned English when I was 5 or 6 years old.
But unlike Oswamik, the kids at the Saswan's Immersion School don't have anyone to speak Anishinaabemowin with outside of school. And one of the biggest reasons why there are so few native speakers left in Michigan is because of the late 19th century U.S. policy of sending Native American children to English-speaking-only boarding schools. Between the late 1880s through the 1920s, the federal government mandated that Native American kids be taken from their families and forced to go to boarding schools across the nation. The goal was assimilation.
When we were in the school, I said we were actually completely forbidden to speak the language. And if we were caught, I says punishment was swift and it was severe.
Delita Gasco-Smith is a member of an Odawa tribe in northern Michigan. She went to a Native American boarding school in the state. Her father was fluent in Anishinaabemowin, but he went to the same boarding school and, like his daughter, saw kids get beaten for speaking their language. So he never taught her Anishinaabemowin.
And that's how we almost lost our language, is because they quit speaking it. They wouldn't allow us to speak it either because they knew that we had to go there and what would happen if we, you know, if we spoke the language when we were there.
But today, tribes across the region are doing what they can to bring the language back. Some are creating programs to teach Anishinaabemowin online. Other tribes are hosting community language classes or bringing it to the public schools and daycare centers. Back at the Early Childhood Language Immersion School, Angela Peters with the Saginaw Chippewa Language Department says it's difficult to create fluent speakers when there isn't an opportunity to speak the language outside of classes.
Well, that's what we're working on right now. Well, we have the immersion school and we've started these children with a good base. Now what?
Language classes are offered in the community, but Peters says not a lot of people show up.
I believe it's a start to bring the language back. It's not the only answer.
Meanwhile, Isabel Oswamik has been making home visits to help teach parents so they'll start using words and phrases with their children. And she has hope that the language could come back someday.
I learned English. It took me 5 or 6 years. And the emergent school has only been in existence for about how long? 5 years?
Oswamik says the language has been disappearing for more than a century. And bringing it back isn't going to happen overnight. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Fox in Michigan.